The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 5.5 minutes after 7 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Renovated walk-in humidor that is just outstanding, as usual. And, of course, all the great customer service. That's Tobacco and Brew. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
You know, I always say good morning to you. You know, I'm always here for you, man.
Have you had a good week?
I have.
And
did a bunch of yard work. The weather's nice.
Good for you. Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. So what's your thing?
Well,
do you like to plan? Do you have, like, are you a flower guy when you say I did a bunch of yard work?
No, we have a garden. I weeded a lot and weed-eated and
okay,
mowed
so
the lawn.
Do you grow vegetables then, and then do you cook?
Yes. And yes.
So you get to pull the onions and the good...
Well, we haven't really gotten that diverse in how many things we plant yet. So.
Okay. Okay. Are you going
to
be...
I don't really have much of a green thumb, to be honest.
Are you going
to
be doing tomatoes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm so excited because we're going to have the worm guy on. Not today, but we have...
Yeah, he's today.
Oh, I'm so excited. This guy will rock your world. He is...
Not only that, but you're going to be able to take home a pocket full of worms.
This guy is the Mick Jagger of worms.
Okay. And speaking of the Mick Jagger of weather...
Okay. How's everybody today? Work on my sound there a little bit, buddy. Something's going on there today. Mostly sunny with a high near 83, north-northeast around. Winds around 6 miles per hour. You know, I noticed this yesterday. Just wind. We're going to be having some wind here. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows around 54, and again, about 6 miles per hour of wind. Tomorrow is going to be sunny with around 80, gorgeous, 5 to 7 miles per hour of winds. And mostly clear around 52. And then Sunday, you know, it's fun to hear what everybody's doing at Easter and families gathering and double Easter egg hunts and, you know, all that good stuff that people are getting together. Which church service are you going to, et cetera, et cetera. Great stuff. Sunday's going to be calm wind. Yay! High with around 80 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with low around 51. Now let's go to Monday. 80. Tuesday, partly sunny with 78. Wednesday, now we get a slight chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 77. And Thursday, chance of showers with mostly cloudy with a high near 69. That's the weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated. Keywords there, 365-3793.
Good morning. It's Friday, and it must. If it's Friday at 7, it has got to be. Amy?
Good morning.
And she has brought an alert dog with us.
I did.
That dog is looking out the door with his ears up going,
Good guard dog.
I don't know what's out there, but I am making sure that I'm looking.
This is our Pet of the Week segment, and we always appreciate Haven Humane bringing in a dog or a cat or some kind of critter.
A snake or a pig.
Is ready to be adopted. And who do we have today, Amy?
Today we have Zeus. Zeus is a 2-year-old Doberman mix. He is great with respectful kids because he is a little bit afraid of, like, sudden movements, kind of scares Zeus a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he is shy at first with people, and then he bonds really quickly with them. He's, like, been by my side. He won't leave my side today. He walks right next to you. He walks really good on a leash. He's extremely smart, so he knows all of his basic commands. He sits with a snap, and he lays down, and he does...
Yeah, so you're making those little movements with your hand, and he just, you know, he collapses. Now, this looks like Adobe, my friends. He's got his ears are cocked. You know, I think that Dobies, they trim the ears. So the ears have not been trimmed. He's got a long
tail.
And
neither has his tail. Yeah,
yeah,
he's
and
natural.
He has his tail, but he's black. And
he's got a little brindle in going on.
He's a mix of something.
Yeah.
But he has that Dobe face.
Yes, yeah.
When I came around the corner, he immediately turned his head and looked at me. And then when I put my hand out, he was very... friendly, you know.
Yeah. Sometimes he just kind of cowers a little bit because he gets scared of new people, but it only takes him a minute before he realizes you're not a threat or anything.
He's not a licky dog.
No.
But he is somebody, like, he's laying up next to you right now, and he is very attentively looking out the door.
Yeah, and he really does want to be right next to people. So he wants to just
I'm wondering what he's looking at because there's nothing out there. But
he's on guard.
He's just ready.
Yeah.
He's just ready. He heard something outside, so he's just ready.
Now, this is he's a good very, dog. Very sweet. He is a great dog.
This is a dog you can run with. Yeah. I got a feeling because he's long and lean, or you go on long walks with this dog.
And he's good on a leash, too, and because the way that he walks so close next to you, it wouldn't even be a tripping hazard with him, and he would keep up with you.
He's got long legs.
We kind of joke that he looks like a show pony. Like, when he walks next to you, he prances like a pony, and he keeps up your pace. If you run, he runs. If you walk slow, he walks slow. But he prances when he does it. And we're like, look at this little show pony.
What a great companion. Now, you, I heard earlier that there's been a special grant given for adoption fees.
Not adoption fees. It's actually for spay and neuter.
Spay and neutering. Okay.
For cats.
Yes. PetSmart Charities has generously, we've been given a generous grant from PetSmart Charities. And that is with that, we are able to lower the price of spay and neuters. And so since it is kitten season's right around the corner, so cats are only $25. So that's the spay or neuter.
And this is of your pet cats. This is
your
feral
cats.
Cats that you find and bring in.
These are pet cats. But we do, a lot of people don't know that we do spay, trap, neuter, release programs. So we do those.
Yes, still do that.
Yes.
But right now you can bring in your pet cats and have them spayed and neutered for $25.
$25.
And the first 1,500 cats.
Yes, there's a good amount, and we still have a lot left on our grant money. So we're going to, and there's no date that it ends. It's just until the grant runs out, so until the surgery space is over. So definitely, it's definitely get in now, get an appointment as soon as possible. The clinic can sometimes be with the high call volume that they have during specials. There's a lot of people interested in getting their, animals spayed or neutered for a discounted price. So because of that, sometimes the call volume is really high, and it's hard to get through at times. So you can always email them. So if you have access to email and it pops right up on their screen, because sometimes they're with other customers and it's kind of hard to, get to the phone when it's ringing off the hook. They get like 90 messages every morning. So it's clinic@havenhumane.org. You can just email
them. Do it online.
Hi, I'm waiting. I'm looking for to get an appointment, and they'll email you back and let you know what times work, and then you can go from there.
That's great. So the name of the pet of the week again is
Zeus.
Zeus,
by the way, would not do great with cats. That was the one thing I forgot to mention. He probably would be best at a home without them.
Okay.
And Zeus, put his head on your lap, looking up at you with those soulful eyes. But he's again on alert, looking up, looking out the door. Now he's coming over.
Well,
I touched
his paw. I didn't mean to. So somebody wondered.
Look at that. You touched him, but he comes right over to be petted.
Somehow my foot touched his paw, but yeah. So anyway, he's a leaner, a little bit of a leaner.
Yeah.
But not, not a hard lean.
No. We have a ton of things going on at Haven Humane coming up. We have Pet Fest coming up on the 5th of May. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of licensing and vaccine clinics coming up, and all that information is on our website.
Yeah,
so always check that. Follow us on Facebook, too, because we post all of our events that are coming up. Because once spring, summer, we're doing outreaches, it seems like, every week. So we have always something really fun going on.
You also, the second Tuesday
is going to
be at
Market Street. This one.
And that goes to. Okay. Amy, you brought another great dog in here.
Yeah, always.
Look at that.
And, our pet of the week, and let's support Haven Humane. And there are a lot of animals. And we were having just a side note, we had lunch yesterday with some friends that are also clients, but anyway, we all, they become friends. We're talking about how you calm down and have peace in your life. And one thing I brought up, and the gal across from us said, yes, I just got a puppy. Well, we talked about how dogs can really just neutralize life and its craziness, and how just having a pet is a stress reducer.
Oh, for certain. Yeah.
So
actually petting an animal, they did a study of a person petting a dog, and they took blood tests every 15 minutes after petting them, and found out that your oxytocin levels go up when you pet a dog, as well as dogs. So not only is it beneficial for you to just sit and pet a dog, it like lowered heart rate, it lowered blood pressure, and they, in the 15 minute intervals, it also did it to the dog. So the dog's not only are you benefiting, but your dog actually gets a rush of oxytocin, which is the love hormone, every time you're just sitting there giving it love. So
you must be loved up then, because you're always petting dogs.
I have so many at home. I can't get away.
You must have so much love going in your life.
That's what it is.
You just glow in the morning.
Well, check out Haven Humane.
Ask for Zeus.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, thank you for being with us, Amy.
All right. You guys have a great weekend.
You
absolutely.
Betcha.
Happy Easter.
Thank
whatever
you.
You're doing this weekend.
Hey, the thing about this weekend, there's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that is constant is my sleep number bed.
Right.
Okay.
Before you go there, let's just talk a little bit about the fact that last night you had mail bonding.
It was cool mail bonding going on.
You had a whiskey tasting time.
That's right.
Whiskey tasting.
Bourbon and rye. Yeah.
And where was that?
It's at the Square Room, but I need to talk more about that when we get back.
Okay, but still,
but
so
when
you
I came home, I wasn't, you know, you're not drunk or anything
like that.
No, no, it's not, you don't do that to get plowed. And just great camaraderie, great conversation,
met guys you never knew before.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is nice.
But when I came home, I could just drop into my drop into my sleep number bed.
That's right.
And adjust it so my sleep number setting was 55.
Oh, you changed it around.
I dropped it from 60 to 55 just because I could.
Sleep number setting is 45 right now.
It is. And the thing about it is as much as you love the other person, the chances of you both having the same requirements for a good night's sleep are probably just different. You can't help that. So Linda's mattress, side of the mattress, is a little less firm than mine, but we both sleep wonderfully. And right now you can do that because they're having a great sale on right now, and it's getting ready to end this weekend, the spring clearance sale. So the Sleep Number queen mattresses start at only $899.99, and right now, during the spring clearance sale, you can save up to $600 on their most popular beds. All of this at Sleep Number. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center, race on over next to the vitamin shop, run in, leap in the air, and as you're in the midair, turning over on your, you know, so you're landing on your back, say, Carl and Linda sent me. Boom, land on that bed.
How attractive.
Just go, you know, and then while they're recovering from this, and you feel that this is the bed. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. We've got a lot of things to talk about.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. With Carl and Linda Bond right here at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 46 degrees right now, going up to 83. A beautiful, beautiful day. Beautiful day. And then, of course, tonight is the Jake Turkey Banquet for the hunters, turkey hunters, that we had out the other last weekend. And there's got, it's just a great time. It's down in Anderson, and all the kids come in with their parents. And then we invite the landowners, so all the landowners get to come in. And it's a super dinner, and there's lots of giveaways and raffles and stuff like this, which helps pay for the, you know, the whole thing.
And then also Lee Salter's, actually, retirement send-off.
It was yesterday. He retired officially.
Okay, so tonight would be then at the McConnell Foundation,
his send-off.
His send-off. Yeah. So, you know, we had him on on Monday, and that was just so wonderful and informative. So,
a lot of things going on there.
A lot of stuff going on this weekend, and on Sunday, of course, you know, whatever you're going to do, we have a couple stops. A lot of great brunches going on in town, and of course,
church
services all over the place. So, which is great. And I love all of our TMC, you know, the week of, you know, the Bible, the robe, the all the things that
every
we record.
Movie, every movie you can see. Okay, if you're looking at the chat room, I am accidentally doing these things in here because I dropped something on my keyboard. And, of course, it comes back and says weird things.
What do you want to cover?
A lot of stuff going on. Well, the big thing I want to talk about, two big things. One is the Reading Regional Chapters of the Safari Clubs International is going to have their annual fundraiser and their banquet Saturday, April 28th, 2018, at Wind River Event Center. All types of things. Chapters currently, they're going to be able to offer elk, red stag, mule deer, and wild boar hunts, duck, goose, and pheasant hunts, African game hunts, and photo safaris, fishing trips, rafting trips, canoe trips. All of this is there, and the tickets are very reasonable. It's $60 per person, or $90 per couple, and you can get a sponsor package for $330, and that includes dinner tickets, $400 in drawing tickets, and a 1 in 5 sponsor ticket. You have a 1 in 5 chance to win a firearm there. But you got to give Larry McLeod a call at 474-5075, or just come down here. We have the entry, or we have the reservations right here, out here on our front desk.
Right in the news.
The other big thing I wanted to talk about was tomorrow is that fundraiser for that World War II veteran down, and it's going to be at the VFW Post 1934. And raising money for World War II prisoner of war, former prisoner of war. He's 97 years old. He fell, got hurt, so he has to be in a wheelchair. Well, his daughter's taking care of him, but he can't get it back into his home until he gets a ramp into his house. Well, so we're raising money for that. And last night at that bourbon tasting, I had guys, a few guys just pushed 100, you know, just gave me, you know, I came out of there with like $300 without even asking. Just we were talking about what was going on. Anyway, that's tomorrow at the VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street next to Woody's. $10 a ticket, or just go on down and donate, or come in here today, give me a check or cash or whatever you want to do. I've got it in an envelope. I'm going to give it to them tomorrow.
All right. Now, in the news today, we were talking about stuff that we like to, you know, drink or enjoy for our pleasure. Well, I'm not sure how you feel about that, but in Los Angeles, a judge ruled that Starbucks and other coffee sellers in California must provide a cancer warning on their products for customers. A nonprofit group sued several companies that sell coffee, including Starbucks coffee distributors and retailers, in 2010. The lawsuit claimed those companies violated a state law which requires them to warn consumers about chemicals in the roasting process that may cause cancer. One of those chemicals is acrylamide, which is a carcinogen. Attorneys for about 90 companies said the chemical is present in the process, but at its harmless levels and is outweighed by the benefits of drinking a cup of coffee.
The judge says, nah, I don't care. I don't care what scientific proof there is. I'm just going to make up. I'm going to make a judgment because I'm a judge. So now you're going to have to put warning labels on coffee.
In 2016, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the cancer agency of the World Health Organization, moved coffee off its, quote, possible carcinogen list.
That's what I mean. See, the Cancer Society, after all the testing, they moved it off the list. And what's the judge do? This is a perfect example of idiots in positions of power where they can just make change things because they're a judge which has nothing to do with, one, scientific study with arguments from experts. They can adjudicate things, and so they have. Oh, I think that you, oh, this is the way I feel today. Maybe you feel that way because your head's so far up your butt. You know, maybe it's, you know what? He needs a mirror in his stomach to see where he's going. Anyway, this kind of thing is a perfect example. Like, people lose faith in the legal system is things like this. I drink one cup of coffee a day. I see other people that thrive on coffee all day long.
Well, my brother being a doctor, he's probably burned his esophagus and part of his gut because he's, you know, like...
He lived on it when he was going to medical school.
Drinks it all day long. Yeah. However, I am guilty of the coffee that has a bunch of stuff in it.
But the stuff you put in it is milk.
Well, and I put a little chocolate, you know, and I've got the, you know...
But they're saying it's because when
mine's
it's
called
roasted,
a black and white.
And it's because the judge is saying it because it's
that's
a roasting.
How life is. I don't go on gray coffee, okay?
It's either black or white.
give me both.
That's why I love you.
Anyway,
talk about the bourbon tasting.
And how cool that place is, the Squire Room.
Squire Room. The
people remodeled
there,
it to make it exactly the same as it was.
And its 60th anniversary is this year. I talked to the owners, one of the owners, last night, Laney.
Lynn.
And this first time I'd been in there since they had been, you know, renovated. And it's a perfect, it's a classy, quiet place to have a cocktail, to meet friends, because there's no food there. Yeah. And so you just have cocktails.
It's a cocktail lounge.
So, guys, if you're carrying concealed, can't go in there.
Yeah.
Because it's just a bar. But
when you think of the 70s and you think of the orange Naga hide.
It looks great.
And like, you know, velvet walls and
dark
kind of
room.
That gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a cocktail lounge. And you know what? Places like that in L.A. are absolutely, they're like altar, they're put on the altar as far as like the best, the grooviest places to go. So, and I love that they kept it original.
Last night, Rick Hill and Rory Greek hosted us, and along with a gentleman from San Francisco, an investment guy. But there was about 20 of us there, and we sipped, of course, there was food, the heavy poo-poos, and we had this rye is blah, 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 leaves a taste of, you know, this and all that. It was like a wine tasting for all of our wine friends out there, except it's bourbon. So we did that, and we had, and it was a night of good conversation and camaraderie, and, there's no raucous behavior or anything like that. You meet new people. We discussed things there. I mean, it was really good. It was quite enjoyable, enough so that everybody, you know, will want to do this again. So, you know, guys can go out, too. It's usually girls go out, and you all get rowdy and all this. But, we, you know.
And drink
and
wine.
And the other thing, too, was that, you know, a couple of the wives came down to pick up the husbands, you know, just in case. But, you know, over a four-hour period.
It was nice.
But you only have in your taste in four.
And appetizers. You were
appetizer,
eating stuff.
It was fine. You know, then, you started out with an old-fashioned, which, by the way. The old fashions they make down there are just
well. I hear it's quite the hang up. I've been there a couple times, not recently. So I'm glad you did that. And of course, I'm going to do a shout out.
First time I've been.
Squire Room, walking distance from here, but used to. I mean, legends of people having lunches and like 4 hour lunches in the old days.
The cops from the old police station here used to after shift they'd go over there and hang out at the Squire Room. You know. Anyway. It's 7:30 here on the 30th of March. We've ended up March. Easter, of course, is on the 1st of April, and that's Sunday. I hope everybody's having a good morning. We're going to come back after these messages, and we're going to be talking to a guy by the name of Ken Moranius. It's getting ready to be spring. We've already talked about how planting is getting ready to start, and this is the guy you need to be able to.
The worm guy.
Yeah, you need to listen to him because he talks about what worms can do, worm castings, and, of course, this nectar he makes. That's able to invigorate and replenish the soil of your garden or your yard. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends, and I mean our friends over at SST Oil. We had lunch yesterday with SST Oil and Dan and Bill, and we talked about a number of things. One of the things he said is, you know, let everybody know that we've got the diesel exhaust fluid at our tanks down here on Market Street, so you can just drive in and get it. You don't have to buy the very expensive 1 gallon jugs. You can just get them there at SST Oil. Also, the fact is they are still looking for drivers. They still need drivers there. And because it's an employee owned business, your retirement, you don't have to pay anything into your retirement. They are going to take care of that for you. Plus the health plans and all this. Think about this. You're going to have a solid retirement. You're going to work, make a lot of money, and you don't have to pay into your retirement. And they are looking for people. If you haven't got a lot of experience in it, that you know, come on down and talk to them. But they're looking for guys who can drive hazmat, guys and girls who can drive hazmat. 241-1167. In this world today, how many places do you actually get a retirement because, and the companies help taking care of that? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Renting Kia, inviting you to clean up with big savings during Renting Kia's spring cleanup sale.
Kia, America's best value gives you more, like America's best warranty and great gas mileage.
It's the 51 mile per gallon 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in initial quality in 2017. You have got to drive this car.
And you'll clean up on a new 2018 Kia Optima, EPA rated 36 miles per gallon highway, lots of room for your friends and family, and a ride you're going to love.
The 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in initial quality in 2017, is available now and at a great sale price.
And you'll really clean up with complimentary lifetime oil changes when you purchase your next vehicle at Redding Kia. So come on, take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy at your Kia Superstore.
Redding Kia's spring cleanup sale on now. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. We both own Kias and we love them.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Instagram, reddingkia.com.
It's all systems go for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's annual fundraising auction, Gene, Jules, and Jazz, Out of This World, coming Saturday, March 24th at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Get ready to blast off for a fun evening of entertainment, hors d'oeuvres, live auction, and more. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programming and events. Individual tickets and patron tables are available by phone at 530-242-3143 or online at turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful?
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Redding branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBond. It's Friday here on the 30th of March. Going away quickly. 46 degrees, ooh, going up to 83 today. Now, weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a better-known business. And this portion of the show brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. Whether it's on the River Trail, if it's around the electrical plants, if it's at the Colt 45 games, it's North State Security. As I said, they've been in the business. This is the 50th year that they've been in business. They have a program that you call them, and they've got somebody at your house or business in under 10 minutes. And you think about that. And it's not cost prohibitive at all. But you need to call them, talk about it. How can you get people there to assist you, especially with a lot of things going on? If you've got your own business and you know the police are not going to be able to get there, and they're just going to maybe damage your business or just make people uncomfortable, and it's time for them to leave, but they won't. North State Security, 243-0295.
Okay, we're so excited about, we call him the worm guy, Ken Werenius. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, if you want to follow along, you can go to ReddingCompostTea.com, and you're like, what do you mean Redding Compost Tea? And if
we're going
to
talk about that.
We're going to talk about that. But the first paragraph on your website says, the maximum effects of AAC tea is determined by how fresh the tea is, the quality and the diversity of the compost, along with worm castings used to make the tea. Redding Compost Tea will not allow any tea that is over 12 hours old to be sold. Only the freshest will do. Our tea is made from black, rich compost and high-quality aged but recently harvested worm castings. We use both compost and castings to provide it lots of diversity.
Yes, diversity and freshness is the most important thing with tea. But we're here to talk about soil, and
we're here to talk about you first. Oh. How did Ken Werenius become the worm guy, the tea guy?
Well, I used to work at Whiskey Town as a manager out there, and Ken Smith lost his concession, and I was without a job, and I asked the universe, what should I do? And I woke up one morning, and it says, raise worms. So I started raising.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, now,
yeah.
I saw on, remember the blue-collar millionaires?
Oh, yeah, there's big worm farms.
There was a guy. There was a couple that started a worm farm, and they're
somewhere
millionaires.
Somewhere in the Midwest or
they're
the South.
They're millionaires.
Oh, yeah.
Because they can just sell all the worms they can possibly breed.
Yes.
And I'm not even sure how you can breed worms.
You what?
I don't even know how you breed worms.
Oh, well, you put them in big bins and you feed them.
A little champagne?
No.
A little mood music?
You can feed them manure, or you can feed them cellulose space, like, you know, scraps of food and stuff like that.
A little Frank Sinatra, maybe?
A little, yeah.
You know, playing in the background.
Part of, is this part of that compost pile when you throw everything out in the pile and you start...
Wait. I mean, that's,
well, no, I mean, that's...
I want to finish okay. The worms, how this happens, okay? So you got into the worm business.
Yes.
And you said... But there must have been something that said...
Yes, there was something else. I was down in Santa Rosa at a friend's house. He has a big vineyard. And we're walking through the vineyard. We get to a corner of it, and it's outstanding. I go, Evan, how come this is so good? Why is this so much better than everything else? And he points to a little shack at this corner there, and he says, this guy lives in there, and he gives it this magic voodoo brew tea stuff. So I talk to the guy, and he starts teaching me about, you know, compost tea. I immediately go home, make some. I go... Oh, my goodness, this is what I've been missing. Mind you, I've been gardening for almost 50 years. And I realized the benefit of the soil food web. The soil food web is a complex matrix of all the living entities in the soil. Your bacteria, your fungi, your protozoa, your nematodes, the microanthropods, your macroanthropods, all the spiders, the ants, all the little critters in the soil. All those create the different diversity. And, you know, you talk about diversity. So it's very, very important that we have three things in our soil. We're thinking about chemistry, biology, and physics. Yeah, those three things. And we want to make sure all three of them are right. And one of the strongest things that we ignore or delete or not promote is the biology. And that's where the compost, whether it's static, thermolytic, or a vermicompost. All those are different kinds of compost, and we want to put that back in the soil. Whenever we put anything down the garbage disposal, the earth sheds a little tear because all that carbon has an inalienable right for that carbon to go back in the soil instead of down the garbage disposal.
Ooh.
Yes, very important. And
the world sheds a little tear?
The earth does, yeah, because all that should go back in the soil.
All that stuff should go back in the soil.
Yeah, we take it from the soil.
Except for aluminum.
Even a little bit of aluminum is necessary. Very small amounts, but mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. And so anyway, yeah, we want to improve our soil, and we do that by improving the chemistry, physics, and biology.
So those little compost plastic, almost like a garbage can, some people will say, oh, here's your compost pail. Can you do that?
Yes, you can. You know, there's different levels and qualities of compost. And the thing is to put the carbon back in the soil instead of throwing it down the garbage disposal or throwing it away.
Oh, okay. So let's talk a little bit about...
How do you make a compost?
Yeah, then why? And then how?
You want to do it. Why? Is so we recycle all that carbon back into the soil.
And get to throw it back out in your backyard, in your garden?
In your garden, in your soil. Go give it to your friends. You know, throw it on the surface of the park. It doesn't matter. The thing is to get back into the soil. Who is it? Luther Burbank. He once said, a country is only as strong as its ability to feed its people. So we have to keep the soil strong so we can feed everybody. Very important.
Because our soil, if we think about, okay, our house is probably 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe 60, I don't know. I was built in the 40s, 50s. Okay. So I can only imagine how bleached out that soil is.
Oftentimes it is. You got to realize when we're growing stuff, we're not... what we're actually doing, we're mining. We're mining the nutrients out of the soil to put via the plants so that we can, you know, obtain and eat it ourselves. So we have to replace those nutrients, especially if we have real high production field or garden where you're constantly taking stuff out. You have to put the nutrients back in. Your calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium, all those things are really, really important. And what's really important when we come to the chemistry is having them in the right abundance, in the right ratio. That's really important. And we have to go beyond the NPK, the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. We really want to look at the calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium levels.
Now, you know what? If you're listening out there and you're going, I just want to grow a rose or some tomatoes. You know, yeah. This is, you know, do I have to do all that? Well, yes, you do. But there's an easy way of doing this. And we're going to talk about that. I'm going to take a break here in a second. But and Ken's going to come back and tell you that he's got stuff. And we've used it. It works great. But he makes it himself out of worm castings and compost. And then it's energized with you put oxygen in it?
Yes, oxygenate the water.
Oxygenate the water. Yeah. And then this is something you use to pour on your plants.
And anybody can do it. Anybody can make this.
It's so simple. And this is what he's going to tell you is that, we buy it from him because it's just easier. But anybody can do it.
Find them at the farmer's market. We're going to talk about that when it opens, when it starts.
Yes.
Your compost heap or your place there. So you build a square, a rectangle. And then how do you start it off?
Well, there's three kinds of compost. There's the vermicompost, which is worm castings or worm poop, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's where you feed the worms and you take the droppings and use that as compost. There's thermolytic compost, is where you take all the materials, put in a big pile, you heat it up, you turn it, and you pay attention to the carbon-nitrogen ratio and the heat and da-da-da. And then there's static compost. That's the compost most of us make. That's where we just take all the stuff, we throw it in a pile, and it just slowly rots away. There's good compost, and then there's not so good compost. Vermicompost and worm castings are considered the best compost because it has a real high bacteria to fungi ratio, whereas static compost can go not so good. So, you can look at it different ways, and it depends how much energy you want to put into it.
My dad and my brother both have compost piles.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And they have beautiful gardens and plants because of paying attention to it. So my dad did pass that down to my brother.
Yeah.
And you can learn something here, too, by listening to KCNR 1460 with our special guest, Ken Warenius. We love him. He's the tea compost worm guy who also you can meet at the farmer's market. This guy is a walking book of just knowledge when it comes to anything gardening. You brought in what it looked like moonshine today, but it's some kind of positive, some kind of water. You're going to have to talk about that because this is what you're always doing. You're pushing it up a notch.
All right.
We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Ken Warenius, the worm guy.
Careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
Introducing Salt Creek Heights, luxury new home community in West Reading. High-quality homes built by Palomar Builders, now open in Phase 1, and now featuring two new lower-priced plans starting at just $403.8 and $421.8. Many lots with mountain or open space views. Energy-efficient homes include an entry-level solar system. Many traditional and modern styles available. Amenities include tile roofs, VersiFlex roofing, beautiful granite countertops, stylish tile bathtubs and showers, gorgeous kitchens, homes with 10-foot ceilings and up to 15-foot per plan, 8-foot front doors throughout, stylish light and plumbing fixtures, and exterior stained fencing. Contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker for more information at 941-9534. Now open, Salt Creek Heights by Palomar Builders. Take Eureka Way west of Buenaventura Boulevard to the entrance. Come see the difference. Palomar Builders, building your memories.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Belinda was mine till the time that I found her.
Welcome back to Free Fire
Radio.
Good
morning, everybody. We're talking about
this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. The most complete concealed carry firearms instruction you're going to find it from the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, right there at Northern Firearms Instruction. Find out all about it at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Okay.
At the break, we were talking about composting, and we have 10 minutes left, so let's shoot on what's the important things to be directional with right now. Ken, our worm guy.
Okay, the most important thing we want to consider is doing it. Make sure you take those kitchen scraps and go out there and start a worm bed. I met a little old lady the other day. She takes me into her pantry and says, "You want to see my worm bed?" I go, "Yeah." So we go into her pantry and hanging from the ceiling by a pair of suspenders is a pair of Levi's with knots in the legs. And that's her worm bin in her pantry, and she takes her kitchen scraps, puts it in the Levi's. Then when she wants, the grounds or the castings, she unties the knot in one of the legs, shakes it into a bucket, and ties it back up. And that's the way she raises her worms.
Does it stink?
No, if you do it right, it's just fine.
Okay, because, it reminds me, because my mom's from Iowa, so my grandfather used to have, huge garden. This is how they live,
So we undo the leg.
That was brilliant, actually, when you think about it.
Worm poop falls out.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So the compost then changes the soil composition.
It changes the physics and the biology. Many people think we want worm castings because of the nutritional benefits. The true reason we want castings is because of the biology. There's a tremendous amount of bacteria, fungi, protozoa, nematode. In one teaspoon of a good compost, you can have over a billion bacteria. You can have several yards of fungi hypha, little net web-like structure. You can have 40 to 60,000 protozoa and all kinds of little critters in that one little gram. So that is the benefit of the worm castings.
Okay, now everybody needs to know what your compost tea is.
Compost tea, actively aerated compost tea. If people want to really learn about how to do it, you can go to YouTube, type in actively aerated compost tea. There's about 150 different videos there to teach you how to do it. If you have any questions, feel free to give me a call. My number is 243-2836 or 2-HEAVEN, 2-H-E-A-V-E-N, 2-HEAVEN.
Okay, so yes. But how do you, what's it made up of?
It's made, okay, you start off with, in a 5-gallon bucket, you'd put in like 4 cups of worm castings or good quality compost. You'd put in 1 tablespoon to 2 tablespoons of black sulfured, blackstrap unsulfured molasses. You'd put in a couple of tablespoons of fish hydrosolate and a couple of tablespoons of soluble seaweed kelp. And then you would bubble it. You want lots and lots of air going through that, to keep everything agitated.
So it'd be like a bubbler in a fish tank type thing.
A big one, yes.
A big one.
Yeah. And what you want to do is you want to oxygenate that water, and you're creating an environment to where those microbes will multiply copiously. And those microbes, what they will do, they will take stuff from the air and the water and the soil, and metabolize it, and then what they poop out or what they excrete are nutrients in a form that the plant can take up. And this has been going on for hundreds of millions of years, and that's the way Mother Nature does it.
And you can get this from you.
From me at Farmer's Market. Now, let's talk about Farmer's Market.
Let's talk about Farmer's Market.
Farmer's Market starts on the 7th of April this year. 7th,
okay.
On Saturday.
A week from Sunday.
Week from Saturday.
Week from Saturday. And I went in the meeting the other day. I noticed all kinds of new members and stuff, so I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be an exciting year.
In front of City Hall?
Behind City Hall.
Behind
City Hall,
yes.
Front,
okay,
back,
okay.
How you want to
right.
Look at it.
Up at Cypress.
Yes, yes. And we should have a lot of vendors, and I encourage everybody to come on down. We're going to have like 5 markets this year, Bernie, Anderson, Palisade, I think, Turtle Bay. And the big one is on Saturday at by City Hall.
Now, are you always there on Saturday?
I will be there for the first few months of this year. I've been doing a lot of garden soil testing up in Oregon, spend a lot more time in Oregon doing things up there. But, yes, I should be there for the first 2-3 months.
Now, you'll go out and people can hire you to test their soil, and then you give them saying, this is what you need to do, this is what you need to do.
The worm doctor. Soil doctor.
The soil doctor.
Anybody can do this. I go out for $100. I go to the location. I take samples. I send all the samples back to Logan Labs in Ohio. They send the results back. I decipher the results, and then I give recommendations. And if they want, I can make custom blend fertilizers for them.
Now, you have a website, or do you go to your website, or is it better to call you directly?
Call me. I hate the phone guy.
Okay,
call me.
Right.
I'll talk dirt all day long.
All right. So we're going to – let's put his number on the chat pack, because we had –
It's
what
to heaven.
To heaven.
Okay, the number
530.
Two.
530.
Love it.
H-E-A-V-N. To
all
heaven.
Right. You're so incredible. All right, so let's talk about, there was a question in the chat pack about, did you guys go over that and I didn't hear it?
Yeah, we did. But what happened was that she was putting all these vegetable peelings and eggshells and all that, but she couldn't get any worms. So, and you said, because?
Probably the chemistry was off, the pH or something like that, some possible toxicity or something existing in the soil. I'd love to come back talk another time about remediation. How we can make ourselves better through the use of
You
worms.
Know what? It's that time of the year. Of course, you can come back on. We love having you on. You know, the other thing, too, is we're talking about the getting our own worms going here.
Yes.
Just, you know, using manure. So does this mean that if, you know, we could have directly delivered BS from Sacramento up here? Would that hurt the worms? You know, the stuff comes out of the Assembly and the Senate?
I think that'd be toxic.
That's kind of toxic. You'd probably kill those worms right off.
The scientist is directional. So how far do you go out when somebody's going to hire you to do this kind of thing?
Oh, usually not more as, Oak Run or Trinity County.
Okay.
The worm guy does not have time to go over the country helping people. Keep it here in the area.
So you have, like, you still, are they a gallon? Tell us about the worm food. The worm juice that you feed your plants that you can buy.
Oh, the worm tea. Okay. $5 a gallon.
Okay.
Okay, if you bring your own container. $6 if you don't. Yeah, I'll be there Saturday starting at 7:30.
Okay, so you bring in your 5-gallon container.
Yeah.
And it's how much?
$5 a gallon.
$5 a gallon, so it's $25 for a 5-gallon thing.
Yeah.
So you hand $25. He fills up your 5-gallon container.
Yep.
You race home with it.
Yes.
Because you do not, it's only good for so long.
Imagine like 100 of us in a 1-car garage, you know, with no air coming in, we'd all die.
That's right.
And the same thing applies to the tea. You want it as fresh as possible. I figure you lose about 5% diversity every hour that you don't apply it.
So you want to get it home. You want to put it in the area you've already prepared.
Yes.
And then stand back and watch out because it can start growing right then.
If your soil is lacking biology, tea can make a tremendous difference. However, if you have a lot of biology in your soil already, you put more on, it won't make that much difference. You know?
But there will be. See, but most of us don't even have any idea how much.
Most soils.
Plus, you can buy a pound of worms for
$25.
$25, and that's over 1,000 worms.
Yes.
And you can, you know what?
Just throw the
you
worm.
You can count them if you want.
if you just throw, can you throw your worms just out there?
I got 990.
Well, if you just throw them out there on your soil, say you've got soil that's been, you know, it's been watered, but do you have to put it put them under, dig and put them under the soil, or if you just throw them out there, they'll find their own way?
You just dump them on top of the soil. If they like it, they'll go on in. If they don't like it, then there's something wrong with their soil.
Okay.
They're a good indication.
So now you've got 998 worms making a run for it. And now you've got to try to figure out which are your worms.
Yeah.
But you do
come back.
Ken says that he does brand his worms. So, you know, so you just have to get in close to be able to tell him.
Yeah. Will
you
please, Brandy and I, real small.
Will you please come back? We just love having a regular segment with you. You're so interesting, and you can never cover everything that we need to know. And
take hours.
Hours.
And I tell you what, you need to have, you know, if you got a garden and all this and you're saying, hey, you know what, we haven't done this, give Ken a call at 2Heaven.
Yes.
And he's going to come over.
You've been promising me for six years now.
Okay. I'm going to call 2Heaven.
You've been promising me for 6 years that you were going to do a garden.
Take time.
I'm going to. I may have to hire Jared to do it. So anyway, we got to take a break, and when we come back,
Joe Comente,
candidate for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1.
All right.
All right.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
And providing material support to a terrorist organization in connection with the 2016 attack that killed 49 people. Salman was married to Omar Mateen, who was killed by police after his attack on the nightclub. Prosecutors said Salman and her husband scouted out potential targets together, including Disney World shopping and entertainment complex. Jurors deliberated over 3 days before reaching their verdict.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. A Pentagon official speaking anonymously says that one of the two troops with the U.S.-led coalition killed earlier today in a roadside bombing in Syria was an American. There's no word on the nationality of the second service member. Several other troops were injured in that explosion. The Trump administration is condemning Moscow's retaliation for the expulsion of Russian diplomats from the United States.
Across the administration, officials denounced Russia's decision to expel the same number of diplomats being ordered out of the U.S. and other countries. U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman said there was no justification for the move. The State Department said Russia should not be acting like a victim. And at the White House, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the retaliation marks a further deterioration in the United States-Russia relationship.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. South Korea is saying it's trying to figure out exactly what President Trump meant when he linked the recently renegotiated South Korea-U.S. Free Trade Agreement with talks on denuclearizing North Korea. The president made his remarks the other day during a visit to Ohio. All is quiet today on Wall Street. The major financial markets closed for Good Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I, Luke, send a message to all those that follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
From the studio that brought you Risen and War Room comes Paul, Apostle of Christ.
There are men, women, children that will never meet you. There must be a handwritten account of your acts.
Their faith challenged an empire.
What do you really know about these Christians?
I am concerned with these documents.
Their words change the world.
Love is the only way.
Paul, Apostle of Christ, starring Jim Caviezel. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. Go to paulmovie.com.
From the creators of The Case for Christ.
All these years, this church has been here. Now it's the crime scene.
The church has brought nothing but controversy to the school for years.
When we are divided, we must remember what we stand for.
We cannot respond to hate with more hate.
This Easter, in the darkness, we are called to be the light.
Without grace is our goal. We're just fighting.
God's Not Dead, A Light in Darkness, starring David A.R. White and John Corbett. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Go to godsnotdead.com.
Reports out of Turkey that Kurdish militants have killed 5 security guards in the country's southeast, 7 others wounded.
This is the deadliest attack by the PKK Kurdish militants for some months, killing and injuring Turkish village guards, a civilian militia that supports the Turkish state. It took place in Sirt, a town in southeast Turkey that's seen some of the worst PKK violence. While the group has been hobbled by Turkish airstrikes in the past 2 years, it still clearly has a capacity to act. This attack is likely to be revenge for a Turkish offensive against Kurdish militants in northern Syria that Turkey says are a spin-off group of the PKK.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. A longtime ally of Aung San Suu Kyi is pledging to prioritize rule of law, peace, and reconciliation after being sworn in as Myanmar's new president. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. California judge says that coffee sellers in the state should be required to post cancer warnings.
California has a law that requires warnings on a wide range of chemicals that can cause cancer. One of them is acrylamide, which is present in coffee. A group sued Starbucks and 90 others for not displaying the required warnings, and a Los Angeles judge agreed that labels must be posted. The coffee industry argued that acrylamide occurs in the roasting process and the level is harmless, but the judge ruled that wasn't proven. The lawsuit will continue to assess civil penalties. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Electric car maker Tesla recalling some 123,000 of its sedans worldwide. A recall to fix a problem with the power-assisted steering. The recall covers all Model S sedans that were built before April of 2016. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. It is the 30th of March, 2018. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Great service, great walk-in humidor. They are the full enchilada
coffee beans. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with our highs near 83. We are going to have a little bit of wind today, partly cloudy tonight, with our lows of around 54. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny with our temperatures around 80 degrees, and tomorrow night with our lows of around 52. Sunday calls for a beautiful day with 80 calm winds. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low of 51. Monday, mostly sunny, 80. Tuesday, 78. Wednesday, 77. And Wednesday and Wednesday night, looks like chance of showers. That's in the forecast, National Weather Forecast, and Thursday, chance of showers as well. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned and operated, they are our weather sponsors here on KCNR 1460. 365-3793.
Home Helpers is bringing us this segment here. So Home Helpers, if it's 2 hours or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers. If they're recovering from an injury, a surgery, or if it's just time for, you know, that they want, that your loved ones want to stay in their home and they need some help, the schedules that Sharon Clark offers will meet anybody's schedules, needs, or requirements. And Sharon's going to give you a personal in-home, complimentary in-home visit.
Consultation.
And a consultation right there. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call Home Helpers at 226-8350. There's no place like home, and Home Helpers is the place that I would recommend above any place else. Okay. Hey, as you know, election season's coming up, and with us is Joe Comente.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joe, who is running for Board of Supervisors, District 1.
Correct.
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
And this is a, for people that are not, you know, don't really know who Joe is, tell us who Joe is.
Joe has been in this community for about 21 years. As you listen to me talk, you know I was not born here. I was born in the Northeast. I was raised in a family of New York City police officers, so I learned some ethics and some honesty and some integrity at a very young age. I have spent the last portion of my life here in Reading. We raised our children here. We have four kids born in four different states. So when we got to Reading, Debbie said, this is where we're staying. She said it politely, but this is where we're staying, and this is where we're staying.
So Debbie speaks people listen.
It is an intelligent choice, would be my comment on that.
I think that's wonderful because you guys are a strong couple and you are very respectful to your wife. It's wonderful to see.
She's got four sons, too, or three sons. How many sons do you have?
I have four. We have four sons.
Four sons. And when she was dancing with the stars, it was so cute.
Made me cry.
And these are all big boys.
Yeah.
So
we were very proud of her. She worked so very hard. And you know, what I say about Debbie is when it's almost like the Marines, you know, when everybody's running out, they're running in. That's Debbie. When everybody else is running away, Debbie's running right in. That's just the type of person she is.
What a slow fighter.
Yeah. She really is. I'm very blessed.
And so I'm looking at your professional perspective. Mm-hmm. You can go to joechimenti.com. And the way you spell that is C-H-I-M-E-N-T-I. And I know that we've always come with your name. People come with your name. And so just tell us how you really say your name.
You say Chimenti. And what I tell anyone and everyone who's voting, just think Joe. Joe is a very easy name to remember.
That's a good idea.
Think Joe.
You're the only Joe out there.
I'm the only Joe on
that
ballot.
If you see a Joe on the ballot, vote for Joe.
Yes, Joe is the way. Joe is the answer.
Joe is the answer.
So we know that you've been the executive director for the Shasta Builders Exchange Trade School.
Yeah.
But let's talk about a little bit going in the background, because all of this leads, you know, your past leads to your future,
sure.
Obviously. What was you got an MBA, so congratulations
Thank you.
In what that is to have higher education.
Right. And I'll back up a little bit more. As I said, I grew up in a law enforcement family. I started my professional career in law enforcement. I spent 7 years on the job. Now, I'm always very clear to say 4 of those years I spent in Vail, Colorado. I was in my 20s. I drove a Saab turbo police car. And quite honestly, I would have paid them for the opportunity to do it.
Vail, Colorado, driving a Saab turbo.
It was the most awesome job. My wife was a dispatcher. And you know the old saying that dispatchers are very well adept at telling you what to do. And she was. So I decided this is probably the woman I want to marry. She's very good at telling me what to do. So we got married. And then I moved down to the Front Range. And I worked for the city of Westminster, which is a suburb of Denver, very similar to Reading. And I went to school at night, got my MBA. I was, on midnights, I was the most popular cop on the street because when things slowed down, all the other cops wanted to come and hang out by me. Not that I'm saying that police officers ever sleep in midnight shifts, so I'm not saying that at all. But I was working on my schoolwork once things slowed down. So I was always wide awake and alert. So anybody else wanted to come and hang out with me, and they were always welcome. So I literally wrote my thesis in the front seat of my police car.
And your thesis was on?
It was about real estate development, actually, in New England in the late 80s because it was on fire, and then it crashed. And I predicted it was going to crash, but it really didn't take a fortune teller to see that was going to.
And why New England?
Well, New England is where my sister lives, and she had done real estate investment, so I had chosen that area because I had access to a lot of different properties and
fantastic.
Different real
estate.
And the big thing about when you're doing your master's or your PhD is that you have access to the stacks,
right?
You know, in other words, the information,
right?
And if you've got that, then you can, you know, then you can kind of draw a lot of different sources of information in, and then draw your own conclusions on
right.
it. Then you have to defend it in your thesis.
Yeah.
So this thing, so having that access to it probably helped a lot.
Yeah, it did. It made it real easy for
me
to talk to
people. Well, I think it says a lot about the man that when you're a cop by day and getting your MBA at night, that just shows that you're driven.
I am.
And you'll do what it takes to get it done.
And I certainly will.
Okay, we're here with Joe Chimenti, and we've just kind of gone through who Joe is a little bit, and he's been in the area for 21 years. He has law enforcement background, worked at night to get his MBA, came here to Reading, has taken over a number of things, but he's been running the Builders Exchange mm-hmm. for the last several years.
Yes.
And has decided after watching what's going on in our town, in our county, that we need some change, and we need some new ideas,
yes.
And this is why he's decided to run. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Watch repair. They can design it, build it, get gems from all over the world. Four Winds Jewelry, where Linda spends her time when I'm out turkey hunting. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back. Your head, kick out your shoes. I know you ain't going anywhere.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. And that song comes from the wonderful cult movie, Streets of Fire.
Oh, yeah.
He knows he's safe if he plays music from that.
I like him to play other things, too, though. I always like it when Jared goes,
turn yourself loose here, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Friday. Go for it.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for really good windshield repair that will not burn your car to the ground, you need to go to Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Come on.
It's just on the joking. Premises on 273.
I'm just joking about
Jeff is
this.
On 273. He's actually
3208 South Market Street, and you bring your car in there. He'll fix those little bitty chips that are under very small, because those are the ones that will turn out into large cracks. Or you can fix a crack up to 24 inches in length. He's a veteran. He's going to tell you the truth. He's not going to waste your time. He gives quality work, and he guarantees it. What's better than that? Give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Speaking of somebody that gives guarantees, you have Joe Comente here.
That's dangerous in politics.
Dangerous in politics. Joe, what's the biggest problem you see facing the county? Because you're running for the district supervisor job, District 1.
Sadly, it's a problem that we've been facing for quite some time now, and it probably originated with AB 109 in 2011, and that's public safety. We really have an issue. And I take this issue very personally. I have a son on the front line who is in law enforcement, who works for CINTIF. A very aggressive young man that I pray for every day, as I do all the police officers, who brings in bad guys. I mean, he arrests white priders and gang members. I mean, these are bad people. These are people who left to roam free will do damage. And he's challenged by the system to keep them in jail because of the lack of jail space. So public safety is the overall challenge we face, but the most specific aspect of that is bed capacity. We need more bed space.
It's been 6 years, and I think the first plan I've seen they floated out was been in the last week. And I'm sure it was because it's an election year and people are running against the incumbents, had nothing to do with it. But the fact is, it doesn't seem much different than the one Basenko said last year.
Yeah.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah. The reality is, and if you look at the Safe City Project, which was done in 14, which was done organically by the community at no cost to the taxpayer. And then if you look at the Blueprint for Public Safety, which cost, I believe, $155,000, $55,000 of which was paid by the county, which is a 350-plus page document. The prevailing theme throughout that, in my opinion, are these two things. One is you need beds. You need beds for bad guys. You need beds for rehabilitation. You need beds to evaluate people with mental health and addiction problems. And number two, you really need to have the services behind that to support that. And those services come from collaboration. It is not something that can be solely the responsibility of the government. There has to be private and not-for-profit involvement. And when you look at our budget, the county budget is $448 million. $53 million of that goes to the general fund. $45 million goes to public safety. The balance, I'm not a math guy, I'm a verbal guy, but about $390 plus goes to mental health, social services, and other aspects. So there's a lot of money that flows through the county. Now, the county will say, and rightfully so, we are dictated by the state as to where those funds go. And that is not an inaccurate statement. However, as a board of supervisors and as a county government, if the money is flowing through your organization, in my opinion, you have a fiduciary responsibility. You have a stewardship responsibility to see that that money is being used wisely and to its fullest extent. And that's not, I'm not saying anybody's doing anything they shouldn't be doing. I'm just saying that it's a responsibility certainly of a supervisor to be able to sit down with every department head and say, can you show me by line item where the money is going? So we can determine it. If it's going in the right places, cool, let's do more of that. And if it's not going in the right places, how do we improve it? So really that's the most pervasive issue that we face right now, is that we need bed space. And we need a collaboration from the community, and we need to, for want of a better word, truly exploit the resources that are currently coming to us. Now, I can jump right off, and I will, into the fact that we gave money back. In 2012, we gave $33 million back for a jail, gave back to the state. 2017, about this time, a little earlier this time last year, we gave $20 million back. These were designed to build beds. Again, go back to the Blueprint for Public Safety, beds and collaboration. And in two situations, in two instances, we gave the money back.
Well, and they said, oh, we can't, we don't have enough money to run the jails.
Right.
I thought that was a specious argument, frankly. And that's just me. Because, you know, I'm not sitting there on the Board of Supervisors, but, they said something like $4 million a year. I think that if you're going, if we need it, everybody knew we needed more space, and that was going to be another 126 spaces, or the possibility of it.
Yes.
If they're saying, I guess it's when you accept the status quo, and you don't go out and say, wait a minute, we can, grants, ask the city to pay more, ask the, other people in the county to pay more, because this helps everybody.
Absolutely. And I read a quote recently by Winston Churchill. I'm a real quote fan. And it says, fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. Leaders have to have courage. They have to be willing to make decisions. You have to be able to risk it. So in my mind, you build the facility. Now, here I'll go right to the ARC. This is an adult rehabilitation center. This is all about restorative justice. This is about providing vocational training and rehabilitative training to inmates who are in the last several years of their incarceration so that they can better assimilate into the community and lessen the rate of recidivism. So to me, this is paramount importance. So I would build it. I would empower Mr. Lees and say, Mr. Lees, we're not giving this money back. We are building this facility. I need you to go out in the community. He's a very bright, very capable man. He has very bright, very capable people around him. Go out and figure out how we're going to do this. Work with all the agencies, both public and private, in our community, because this is a number one priority. And the example I always use, as I've mentioned, I'm a father of four boys, and I have been blessed to make a good living. But I can tell you, raising four children, I never had all the money I needed. Never. No parent out there will ever tell you, oh, yes, we've got more than enough money raising our children. But you find the money, because your children are the most important thing. That's your responsibility. When you become a parent, that's your responsibility, to take care of your children, I believe. So when you seek an elected office, your responsibility is to take care of the citizens. That's what you signed on for. So you figure it out. You innovate. You strategize. You do whatever it takes to make sure that our community is safe. That's the responsibility of government, to do things that ordinary people cannot or should not do for themselves. And I'm paraphrasing Abraham Lincoln.
The point being is that you're saying is that, hey, Larry Lees, go out and get that money again, because we're going to make this work.
That would be my recommendation. I don't know that if you can get the money back. But the first thing I would do is I'd be calling everybody that I could call to find out how much of this money can I get back. According to Mr. Minturn, it's about $300,000 a bed. So depending on how much money I get back will determine how many beds I will get. And then I will go to the social service agencies. Again, this is an adult rehabilitation center. This is a medium security. To use the argument that if we build it and we can't man it, that the state will take it over and it will become a maximum security facility like Pelican Bay East, which was the argument used, is absolutely ludicrous and has no bearing in reality as far as a citizen is concerned.
Well, why would people say that?
I'm not quite sure.
These are people in positions of leadership.
Yes, yes.
Is it because they don't know what they're talking about?
Well, I think it's because it's easier to do what's safe. Again, fear is a reaction. Courage is a decision. It's easier to do what is safe. It is easier to protect your home while the neighborhood goes south.
Okay. We're here with Joe Comenta, who is running for Board of Supervisors, Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1. He's talking about, hey, you know what? You got to go out there and bet on the come sometimes, but you also have to make courageous decisions. It's easy making decisions where you don't risk anything.
Absolutely.
It's harder to do the ones where you're going to, hey, we're going to risk things. We're going to make it work. We got some questions in here.
Couple questions in the chat pack that are very interesting.
Do you support Sheriff's Second Amendment rights?
Of course. I grew up in a law enforcement family. I have a son in law enforcement. I certainly support the right for an individual to protect themselves.
Okay, so you're okay with that concealed carry and all
that?
Oh,
absolutely. I I'll extrapolate a little bit further. You know, all the disasters that we're seeing in schools, so much of this is because of social decay and lack of proper socialization and lack of morality and lack of basic principles, guiding principles, and I'll editorialize like I like to do. You know, we've let the family disintegrate. We've let our belief in God disintegrate, and then we wonder why we have the challenges that we face. When I was growing up many, many years ago, guns were prevalent. We never had police. We never had shootings in schools, and we never had police rushing into our school at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean,
but we had rules and we had regulations, and you respected your elders.
Yes, yeah.
You just did.
It was just a different mindset, and I'm not criticizing a whole generation or multiple generations. I'm just saying that there is no simple solution to the challenge that we're facing, but we have to go back to basic parenting issues and basic moral and integrity issues.
And those are things that it's going to, if everybody said, ding, the light went on, Joe's right, but it's going to take a generation or two. Right now, there's been a bill introduced into the assembly that says that there will be a school resource officer, an armed school resource officer at every school, charter and public school in California. And somebody said, what about the cost? And I think Gallagher, it may have been somebody else, said, how much are our kids worth?
Absolutely.
Would you support this law?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a lot of schools do that now.
They do.
Yeah, I want a trained professional police officer who goes through the extensive training necessary to not only know how to fire a weapon, but when to fire a weapon. And they are designed to run in when danger comes.
And also school resource officers are trained. They're also trained to be around kids.
Yes.
And, you know, so it's not just taking a guy off the street and a good cop, putting him there. It also means that they have to be able to interact with the kids.
Right, positively.
I'm glad to hear you say that, because I think that's where it's going to come to. And would you support the Shasta County Board of Education going over there and telling the superintendent over there, saying, you've got to come up with a way to, since this law came through, to come up and find a way to pay for these? Or is this something the county should pay for? The city should help with this? How would we do something like that?
First, we look at our budgets, and we analyze and strategize.
Because it would be a law. It wouldn't be something that you would say.
Right. And even more than the law, it is the right thing to do. So it's purposeful. So we, as an intelligent, responsive community, need to figure out how to do that. We need to protect our children, number one. I mean, we had an incident not too long ago where an 81-year-old woman was battered in her own home, and that's inexcusable by a post-release community supervision, otherwise known as an AB 109, and I have other adjectives for that individual that I will not share on the radio. We cannot allow that in a civilized society, and we certainly don't have the benefit of saying we don't have the money to do something about it. Resourceful communities find the money and fix the problem.
We're here with Joe Comente, who is running for district supervisor, Shasta County district supervisor, District 1. We've had Missy MacArthur on also, and we're trying to get David Kehoe on, one-on-one also. So you can hear what the important things that they are trying to accomplish here. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bosciani Arms. This is the only place Linda and I buy our firearms at. It's locally owned, locally operated. Veterans get discounts there. Just outstanding customer service. You can buy it all in one spot there, and they can meet or beat the big box store prices. Bosciani Arms. Just head on down there. Say that Carl and Linda sent you down there, and that, you know, it's getting to be turkey season. Maybe it's time to pick up that turkey shotgun or anything else down there that has to do with shooting. Bosciani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back.
Sunshine sky, and there's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season when that love light shines all around us. So let that feeling grab you deep inside and send you reeling where your love can hide. And then those feelings through the moon.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday morning here on KCNR 1460 AM, soon to go to FM, and we will, we just want to let you know that's in the works. We keep saying that, we're teasing you, but we're dealing with Washington.
FCC,
it's going to happen.
The next bunch of paperwork goes in on April the 19th,
yep.
And then the next one, we hopefully will hear in May about it, and then we can start constructing. We are going to start building our new studios next week. In fact,
absolutely.
Everybody's coming in today to discuss it.
Maybe torn apart here.
And in fact, if you're advertising with us, you may want to come in and sign a year-long contract right now and save money.
Yeah, because we are going to go FM, and that's going to be a bigger outreach, a bigger footprint. We're really excited.
I'm just kidding.
Would not have happened if we hadn't been on the air, and I'm not blowing our horn or anything, because it really, we feel like we're community radio, and so we're on our ninth year, or actually going into our 10th year, and we would not be able to do this if it wasn't for our advertisers and our community supporting us.
And you know what, not just, again, but when people come up to you and tell you that they listen to the show, you know, people you don't know.
Makes you feel proud.
And you go, and they tell you that, you know, it's like, hey, you're representing how we feel. You know, it's those kind of things that make you think, you know what, all of this, as hard as it's been, you know, trying to start something, as anybody knows, it starts a business and it keeps it going.
It's like a child, right?
You know, I mean, you keep it going after the third year. I mean, you know, you're doing something right, plus the fact you're just, you know, it's talk about blood, toil, and sweat. but it's really, this is something like being able to have Joe on and other people on so that our community can actually listen to somebody, can ask questions. You can ask questions. Call in 605-4567. Ask Joe questions. This is a guy that's going to have a severe impact. Can have I shouldn't say severe, but can have a considerable impact on the next 4 years of what's happening right here in Reading and in Shasta County.
I appreciate, as business people, your willingness to take a risk because it takes courage. You don't know what the future brings when you invest in your business and you're putting money into your business because you have an expectation that you want to provide a higher level of service to your customers. That's how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
Joe,
thank you.
I'm going to go back into this. Is that, you know, we're talking about raising taxes, or
right.
that question has come up about raising taxes now. You know, talking at the city level. Well, what about the county level? How do you feel about a tax raising taxes for public safety.
Well, I was a big proponent of D&E because I really think that public safety, as we mentioned, and the safety of the community and the safety of our elderly and the safety of our children is so critically important. And I was very disappointed. We got soundly beat. The community spoke very loudly that they were not in favor of a tax, and 2 weeks later, pay raises were given. That was very hurtful.
A very significant pay raise that was very obvious after everybody had voted had said, we don't trust the way you guys are spending the money.
Right, and I'm certainly not going to articulate on the reasons the money was given, to whom the money was given, or any of that. It's just a matter of good governance is not only about what to do, it's about when to do it. And I'm still sitting there with ice packs on from the beatdown that we took, and, you know, taking heavy doses of Advil. And it really was personally hurtful to me. And I'm not a person that's easily hurt by those things, but it was just a disregard for all of us who worked so hard.
And propelled Rocky Slaughter to go to law school over it.
Yeah, well, you know, that was a plus and minus.
Yeah.
Rocky left, but he's coming back. What you're saying is where you felt almost betrayed because everybody had worked so hard, and then after it failed and the people had spoken, it was like a slap in the face for this raise.
That is how I felt. That was my personal feeling.
That almost everybody felt, except the three people who voted for it. So even two other members of the council said, no, don't do this. And it came down to, the three, Francie, Kristen, and Missy.
We have a question of a caller on the phone. Good morning, Ruth. How are you?
Good morning. I know I'm in town, huh?
Somebody must be getting ready to take the dog for a walk.
The dogs are always the big part of your phone call.
I know. I listen to you guys all the time and have for years. You know that.
You know that. Ruth.
I just want to say, Joe Pimenta, you not only do you just look like you're all of courage, but you're you participate in this community. I'm just driving past Turtle Bay, and I wanted to say this because every parking space at the Sheridan is full. The whole side, it's all full, buses. And I just wanted to say that I know that you know that that Turtle Bay and the Sheridan was a huge success, and thank you for being a part of that. But I wanted to ask, what kinds of things do you see coming to the future of Shasta County?
Okay.
And that's my answer in here.
All right. Thanks a lot, Ruth.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you. I mean, I firmly believe that there's a tremendous amount of potential in this county. As I mentioned before, I have four boys born in four different states. During my 25 business career, I traveled to every state, every province, parts of Europe and Asia, and I was always thankful to come back here. We have such a beautiful community. And the other night I had the pleasure of being one of the old guys sitting up on the dais for the City Club that Julie Winter put on. And I am so impressed by the young people sitting around me who have such a level of excitement and so many good ideas and are so entrepreneurial and are so willing to take risk and invest in the community, that I think we are at the point where this community is going to turn in the direction it so desperately deserves to turn. And I think this particular election coming up between now and November is very critical for that transformation, for that pivot.
Well, good, because I want to talk about this is in Somo. And this is from years ago, but in Somo, Reversion Somo and his wife built this and put millions of dollars into Somo Vineyards. Got into a fist fight with the county over simple permitting things. And eventually, Somo just said, you know, here, I'm putting $1 million into this into the escrow, and I'm leaving. He sold the place. The next people came in there. They still haven't got anything through the permitting system. I'm not sure that doesn't say that there could be something wrong in the permitting or how we do work here, but how many hundreds of thousands of dollars in tax dollars are we just missing because we can't get something permitted?
And really, the role of government is to facilitate, not to terminate. And I'll use the city as an example. And the city's far from perfect, but I'll do a shout-out to Larry Voppel, Because when Larry
made some changes,
he came into development services and he put emphasis on the fact that they call it the permit center for a reason. You're supposed to permit businesses.
Permit. That means allow.
Yeah, allow. And he has an economic development background, and he's an extremely well-educated and articulate man who has been a great asset to our community. I think the county is lagging behind on that. They need to be more invested. They need to appreciate that without this development, we don't have the tax base. And part of the reason, a significant part of the reason why we're facing the problems we're facing socially today is because we lack the tax base. We don't create jobs. And in order to create jobs, we need to expedite the process. Now, the state of California is a difficult place in which to do business, but everyone who comes into the state knows they have now entered the state of California. So you weigh the benefits of living in the state of California against the detriment. Everybody does that. I think it's a beautiful place to live. I think it's a beautiful place to build a business. But there are challenges, and our government should be our cheerleaders, not our obstructionists. And certainly I see that at the county level and working in the position I work now. It shouldn't take that long to do things. And there has to be a sense of urgency. And oftentimes you hear, well, we don't have the manpower. Well, post the Great Recession, no organization has the same manpower. It's called the new normal. You learn to adjust to the new normal. So we need to do a much better job at facilitating growth and development in our community and helping sit down with a prospective investor and walking them through a process. You get somebody who's very experienced, like a Daniel Knott, he knows how to do the dance because he's really good at it. But somebody coming in for the first time who doesn't have that level of experience is going to be frustrated and is going to want to leave. And I have talked to individuals from outside the area who would like to come up here and invest, and their number one concern isn't even the public safety, although it is a concern. It's the lack of cooperation they oftentimes see in the building department and more specifically now in the county.
We've got to take a break here, and we're here with Joe Clemente. And I want, two thoughts is, one, has anyone been thought anything, because we're short people on both sides, is to combine the county and the city permitting so that they work together? And the second part of this, and don't answer because we have to take a break, is Anderson contracts people out. They've got people standing by that when they start getting a lot of people, you know, a lot of permitting structures in and all this, they have people, contractors that they bring in to help them out with this. I want to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it gives great haircuts, and it's man's last stronghold. It doesn't get any better than that. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Joe Clemente.
Home. It's where the sunrise starts your day, where you entertain the closest of friends, where the family gathers around the dinner table, and where your memories are made. Reading's largest home builder, Palomar Builders, is building those memories every day. They invite you to discover the residential community of River Point in South Reading. These quality-built homes include large, deep lots surrounded by mature oak trees, RV parking, energy efficiency, truly exceptional interior and exterior features, designer kitchens with granite countertops, and stylish master suites. With its tree-lined streets, River Point provides quality living at reasonable pricing with many floor plans to choose from. With prices starting at $299,800 for the home of your dreams. One of our featured homes, a brand new 4-bed, 2-bath home with a 3-car garage and over 2,000 square feet of living space, was just completed at River Point Subdivision. Featuring granite countertops, a beautiful cozy fireplace, green technology, and a huge landscape backyard. Listed at under $361,000. Contact Debbie Morgan of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties for details.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. Alliance Heating and Air brings us this last segment. Serving the North State for over 25 years, voted best in the North State. There's a reason for that. They are the best. Give them a call, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We're here with Joe Comente, who is running for Shasta County Board of Supervisors, District 1. And we've been talking about public safety and, you know, not being afraid to go out there and gaining the money to build a structure and then finding the money to make sure it runs. The questions I asked right before we left, and there's two things we're going to talk about, is one, combining the county and the city and the permitting and the planning process, because it seems like it, you know, they're both kind of interrelated. And then the second one would be, is we don't have enough people. Why don't we contract people in?
Right.
Because we don't have to pay for their health and all these things.
Right. Well, and that would be a place I would look. I don't know. I don't know, and I legitimately don't know about combining departments. But I do believe that when it's appropriate, and especially if you're struggling to get things done, that outsourcing makes good sense. At least it makes good sense to analyze. And to your point, you don't carry the employee costs. You get quality work. You get it when you need it. When you don't need it, you don't engage the contract. So that is certainly some place I would look for services like that. I think that makes good sense, and businesses have been doing that for a very long time.
Well, we talked a little bit about the taxes from D&E, but it's coming around again. And
right.
At the county level, one of the questions was, would you support a sales tax designated for public safety, which means that's got to be the two-thirds?
Yes. In my mind, that having gone through what we've gone through since 14 and certainly the experience that we had in 16, I think the smartest move for us to make would be a countywide tax. And I talked to people in Anderson about that to see how they felt, and they felt fine with that. It has to be countywide, and it has to be specific. And the reason why I think specific is important is I realize they're very hard to sell, but right now we're in a position where any kind of tax is difficult to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really paramount on us that we come up with a very specific, very articulate plan as to what we're going to do with the money, and this is the benefit of the specific tax. Anyone who's naysaying and saying that we don't trust government, and unfortunately government has given us a reason to do that, we take them off the table. That excuse is no longer viable. So if you truly want to help the community, and if you truly believe that this is what we need to do, and I think if you walk the streets, you know it's truly what we need to do, then you have to support the tax, and you have to come out in numbers to support the tax. So to me, countywide, because then we're assured that the jail is taken care of. We're down 9 deputies. I mean, we're telling people in rural areas, don't expect the police officers to come and protect you. And that frightens me for multiple reasons. The two most significant are, one, we're sending a police officer to a potentially dangerous situation and she's on her own. And having gone to domestic violence calls personally, and having gone to crimes in progress personally, I do not want to send an individual to that by themselves. Not to mention the risk that we're placing on the victims and the community.
And the public.
So
now,
that's
would,
my
if
my
it's
view.
A countywide tax, would we be able to get more money out of, like, say, Reading if it's a countywide tax, or is this I'm not sure how that tax works.
Well, I mean, it's just it's a sales tax on everyone in the county.
On everybody, then. Yeah. So you're saying, okay, so you could
so you buy
it.
Something in Shasta Lake, there'll be a tax on it. You buy something in Redding, there'll be a tax on it. You buy something in Anderson, you buy something outside in
And then everybody gets to lean in on it, too. That's in the county, instead of people saying, well, if it's just Redding, I don't get anything to say about it. Well, now you do.
Well, and it'll all be articulated
It's not going to be used for paying off unfunded liabilities. This is all going for public safety.
It gives us
an arc, and maybe, you know, the other thing, too, is our deputies are paid they're not paid as much as other people are being paid in this area. You get a good deputy, he's trained, he may just make that lap move, and you not even have to sell his house, and he makes a third more.
Right.
Joe, there's a number of other things that are going on in the county. The Veterans Service Office here brought in $93 million into our county last year.
Awesome.
And I really would like you to take a look at that, because the people, they're trying to hire people, and they can't, you know, which would just bring in more money. And this comes into our county, and then it comes into, of course, into the tax coffers, because they use it to, you know, to buy stuff and all this.
Right.
We had the Veterans Service Officer in here, and we're at the lowest paid by like 10% of anybody in the whole state.
Right.
And I would like the supervisors and of course Larry Lee to take a look at something like this.
I would certainly, obviously the most important asset any business or any organization has is its people. And you want to be able to provide people with a living wage. You want them to feel good about the work they do. You want them to feel like they can raise their families, they can have a life, they can have the self-esteem that should come from someone who works hard. So I think there's a lot of things we can look at. The key is there's no simple solution. There's no magic wand. We really do have to work collaboratively and look at every and all opportunities, and that nothing should be off the table in terms of how we're going to improve the quality of life in our community.
Let's talk a little bit about Walk a Mile in Our Shoes.
Okay.
What's the date?
It is April 21st.
Okay.
It is going to start at the Red Lion, and we're going to do the same loop we did last year. So you go down to C.R. Gibbs across the street, come back up. I am not the chair, but I am on the board, and obviously I'm a big fan of the activity, of the event. And my call out to everyone is to contribute some money, because it goes to a great cause.
One safe place.
And you don't. It's not about footwear. You don't need to wear high heels. You don't need to wear women's shoes. You just come and walk. Make a donation. Come and walk. Let's show the community how much we really care about those people who are being victimized. We have, unfortunately, a much higher incidence of domestic violence than the state average. I think it's twice as high. Same with adverse childhood experiences, and they usually go hand in hand. We are such a dynamic community. We're a community that raised $1,016,240-something in 14 hours on Giving Tuesday. We are a community that gets it. And we are a community that rallies and rallies strong when we believe in something. And helping those at risk, helping those who are not in a position to help themselves is so critically important. And Walking a Mile is an awesome opportunity to do that.
There's also an opportunity to meet Joe and talk to him. You've got something coming up here?
Yeah, we've got actually a couple of things. We are going to be at Mimi's, Mimi Mosley, at the Hilltop Tasting Room on Tuesday from 5 to 7, and you'll be able to meet me. And then we're doing an event in Bel Air Estates, which is right up Quartz Hill. It's on a Canto, which is a cul-de-sac. A good buddy of mine has a band, and he plays 70s and 80s music, which, you know, is my kind of music. And it's just going to be people are going to bring food, and we're just going to play music, and every once in a while I'll talk about some of the issues that are facing
and
our county.
And what date is that?
That is April 14th, and it'll run from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock. And the music will be by Black Vinyl 45. And if you have not heard these guys, they are Vinyl 45. And there's only a few of us that really know what that means.
I'm one.
And they're an awesome group. They're a great, great group of guys. And they're doing this, you know, to help me. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Here's a last second. They always come in at the last second. And I don't even know if you've.
From our chat, Pat.
It's about rezoning rural areas in the county for development.
Well, I think you have to look at zoning. I have not as yet really delved into that. Unfortunately, public safety is such an issue, and I say unfortunately because I really want us to get past this. You can't have economic vitality until you have safe streets, that I just really haven't focused on that. But certainly when I'm in that position, I'm a very positive thinker, when I'm in that position, that I will certainly look at that, because economic development is one of my key platform issues. It's economic development, it's workforce development, which is something we do with the trade school, and then public safety. Right now, again, so much attention is on public safety, but the economic development and the workforce development are very important parts of
that. And
your
website that talks about a lot of things and your events and how to get a hold of you is...
Yeah, well, you can go to joecomenti.com. You can also go to my Facebook page, Joe Comenti for Shasta County Board of Supervisors. You can certainly leave a message on my website, and I will get back to you.
Excellent.
Okay. Joe Comenti.
Again, 83 will be our highs today, lows of 54. So there you go. I have a beautiful day and a week ahead of us. It's not going to rain until next week, so we're going to make it a great happy, what we say, it's Good Friday. Do something kind for somebody today.
And remember, everybody, tomorrow, Saturday, March 31st, from 4 to 6 p.m., is that World War II Prisoner of War fundraiser at the VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street. It's $10 for a spaghetti dinner. If you just want to donate, come on in here today or stop by there tomorrow and drop off your donation to help this World War II veteran, 97 years old, we need to redo his house a little bit because he's in a wheelchair.
And he wants to come home.
And if they don't get the ramp up and everything, we're trying to raise $4,000.
They won't release him.
They won't release him home. And they'll put him in a home, and his daughter lives with him. It's more than
another rule
we're more
and regulation.
Than capable of. We need to get this done. And people are giving money, and they're giving their time and all this. So... you can stop by here and drop off a donation, or you can go over to VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street and drop off a donation, or be there for that spaghetti dinner.